What is Microsoft Graph?
Every time people ask me what's Microsoft Graph, I always wanted to go to the documentation and read up the first paragraph and see what people say about that. So here is the official version.
The official version.
The official version. And then I'll give you my version. The official version is Microsoft Graph is the gateway to data and intelligence in Microsoft 365. It provides a unified programmability model that you can use to access the tremendous amount of data in Microsoft 365, Windows 10, and Enterprise Mobility and Security. Use the wealth of data in Microsoft Graph to build apps for organizations and consumers that interacts with millions of users. A lot to unpack. So my version,
Little less marketing use there, a little less dense.
my version of Microsoft Graph is it's an API.
Okay.
And it's the API that rules all the APIs that you used to work with that's in the Microsoft world. And this includes, Microsoft 365 is a big, very big productivity suite where you can access information such as your users' emails, their calendar, Teams information such as what Teams they're in, their chats with their friends. I don't know, there's so many. And I think, what are the other more popular ones? People that you work with, the organizational structures that you're surrounded with if you are an organizational user. So it's an API that you can go access all this data.
Okay.
And the reason that we're saying that it's an API that rules it all is because it used to be when, imagine that you're a developer that builds an app that you wanted to access someone's email. And you also wanted to access someone's files in their OneDrive, and you wanted to access, I don't know, maybe a Word document. Before Microsoft Graph, you'd have to specifically authenticate your application towards all of these different service endpoints, like build your, in a less technical way, I guess, relationships between your app and these services in order to retrieve data, right? And with Graph, now your user and your application only need to authenticate once, and you ask the right scopes and permissions, and you're done. So you don't have to, if you're building a productivity-centered app, you don't have to do all of these extra authentication authorization works that nobody likes to do.
Okay.
That, right?
No, that makes a lot of sense because like you're never going to build an app like just needs access to somebody's email or just needs access to somebody's contact list. Like you're going to need to have access to multiple pieces of information to put together any
Exactly.
meaningful application. And so I shouldn't need to like go call this API and have to authenticate, for this piece and then authenticate for this piece and authenticate for this piece.
And this is when the SharePoint developer me comes into play, where when I used to work with SharePoint when the Graph was not around. This was like more than 4 or 5 years ago. You'd have to depend on the information that you're trying to get. You'd have to decide if you want to go through the CSAM model or the REST model, and then read through, if it's OAuth protocol or CSAM has its own protocol, and whatever your company is trying to go through. So there's a lot of alternatives that you have to decide. Now there's one, and we're trying to make it really easy for developers to go through the authentication process, so that you don't have to worry about all of these, plumbing code essentially behind the scenes. We'll do that for you.
Okay, that's fantastic. 'Cause I'm a big believer that the best code in the world is the code that's already written. So if I don't have to write it, then fantastic. That's wonderful.
Exactly.
Yeah.